share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. These mothers want an answer for their predicament now. A week ago, the National COVID-19 Immunization Program Committee announced that Pfizer is the best vaccine for pregnant women, 14 to 33 weeks, and breastfeeding mothers, while Sinovac and AstraZeneca are not recommended as of now. A pregnant mother who goes by the name of Liana and many other mothers had questions about the next steps they should take and took to the comment section of JKJAV's Instagram post to ask their queries. However, their questions were left unanswered. View this post on Instagram. A post shared by JKJAV Malaysia, at JKJavmi. Insistent on having her questions answered, Liana started a petition on change.org to demand answers from the government, especially after she cited a recent posting by a frontliner who mentioned that a COVID-19 patient who was 30 weeks pregnant had a stillborn baby. Speaking to World of Buzz, Liana said that she has to get vaccinated for the safety of her baby, especially with the emergence of the new variants. For illustration purposes only, I started to consider whether I should apply for AS that is opening on the 26th of May. But with not enough information provided by the government, I couldn't make an informed decision. Despite being vocal on her social media platforms regarding her predicament, Liana was going nowhere. Thus, Liana decided to start a petition in hopes of getting the attention of the authorities. The demands of Liana and other pregnant or breastfeeding mothers are simple. They just want clear guidance, clarity on the process, timing, and comprehensive FAQs that they can easily refer to. Do we wait for Pfizer? When will it be? But my Sagittera questionnaire does not ask about pregnancy and lactations. Does the government know how much to allocate for us? Should we just sign up for AstraZeneca? The list of questions goes on. Liana also wished the government had put a little more thought on high-risk groups from the beginning, but it has been a few months, yet they still do not have clear guidance for pregnant and breastfeeding women. Kulai MP, Teo Ne Ching, and Bakri MP, Yeo Bi Yin, have also lent their support to the cause and urge Malaysians to sign the petition. You can view and sign Liana's petition here. If you're currently pregnant or breastfeeding, how have you been coping with the vaccination process? Let us know in the comments section. Also read, KJ. AstraZeneca and Sinovac vaccines not advisable for pregnant women. Source. Free Stocks. Unsplash. Source. Change.org. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.